Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. You've made it through another week, so congratulations. Hope you guys have a big plan set up for this weekend. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because if you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any brand new content. And one last thing before I get into the content, I want to talk a little bit about my newest sponsor, IanHannahHomes.com. Even if you're not in the market and you know somebody that is in the market to get a new home in the Flagler, Volusia County, Brevard area, check out IanHannahHomes.com. Telling you, it's going to help me out tremendously, people. Just need a phone call or two, just some people that might be interested in buying or selling a home. Hell, IanHannahHomes.com even does drone footage, so you might want to check them out. Definitely, not might, you should. IanHannahHomes.com. Want to talk about, oh, guess who came back to work finally? Man, look, I think he deserves every bit of it. I know a lot of people get pissed off, his fans and stuff, feel like he's taking advantage of Sirius Satellite Radio, but Howard Stern came back today, and I kind of agree with what he had to say, but it's just never going to fly. I would love for people to make it, like, mandatory to be able to get this vaccine, because, look, I would love to be able to go out and do what I want to do. I wish that they would make it mandatory where a lot of these businesses could get about their everyday lives and start making some money. I wish that they would make it mandatory where everybody could get back to work. You know, we've kind of shot ourselves in the own foot with this whole situation, and now nobody wants to go back to work. Nobody wants to do that. And then Howard's also been talking about these radio people that ended up dying after just on the air, just pounding it in your head, anti-vax, anti-vaccine, anti-vaccine. You know, Howard was right talking about this on his show, that a lot of kids can't even go to school now. Back in the day, you could not go to school if you didn't get your mumps, your measles, your chicken, whatever it is. To be able to go to school, you were not even allowed there unless you were able to get your vaccine. But these anti-vaxxers, like this Mark Bernier guy that Howard talked about today, you know what the funny thing is? Well, it's not funny. I mean, look, I don't think it's funny that Mark Bernier died, but he was an anti-vaxxer. And if you're an anti-vaxxer, don't go on the air, especially if you're on TV or you're a radio broadcaster, don't go, because it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. But guess what? You know what? Now looking back on it, what the hell does Mark Bernier care? Mark Bernier is dead. Mark Bernier is not thinking about anything. Mark Bernier is not doing anything. Mark Bernier does not exist anymore. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, but, I mean, it does kind of ruin your legacy a little bit. People are always going to look like, yep, Mark Bernier, he was that anti-vaxxer radio guy. He didn't do it. And by the way, Mark Bernier is here in Volusia County. He worked at the sister station of the first radio station, because I was about to say show and station, and that's how I got station. Not that I'm drinking again, guys. No, what I'm trying to say is that Mark Bernier was on the sister station of WKRO 93.1 The Crow. At the time, it was an alternative rock station, and now it's a country station. But his producer, Mike Scudero, used to come over. I know that's a fake name as well, too, But Mike Scudero, I think it is. I don't know. I feel kind of bad if it is now. But Mike Scudero was his producer and would come over in the mornings and do sports on Ron and Fez. We would always make fun of Bernier and all that stuff. I actually got to produce the Mark Bernier show one time before I left Black Crow Broadcasting. And I had to answer the phones and I had a talk back button so I could tell, hey, Mark, line two, he agrees with you. Line three, he's really, really pissed at you. Four, just wants to mark out to you. Yeah, so that was the kind of show that it was. But, I mean, he was still a great broadcaster. I'm not going to take that away from him. Guy ran his own board, did all that stuff. But, no, man, like, just don't do it. It's just not a good look at all. One of the first stories I wanted to get into, because I got Ciroc coming up after the break, so I'm probably going to do about 10 minutes here. But I just don't understand. I know a lot of people have sick sex fetishes, stuff that they're into. But this guy ended up getting busted, going to jail for 10 years now for a very, very odd thing. I know, like, us as men, it's ingrained in our DNA to want to inject our semen into women. But this guy went about it in such an unusual way.
Churchton man who stabbed a woman with a semen-filled syringe will spend the next 10 years in prison.
Well, for one, I mean, all right, so I'm just asking, if somebody injects you with semen and that person has AIDS, does that mean you automatically have AIDS? I wasn't for sure if HIV was, like, right in the semen part of it. I don't want to speak out of turn here. And look, the guy deserves to go to jail for 10 years, but man, oh man, like, what in your head, what little voice in your head said, hey, guess what, man, let's go to the local convenience store. I know they don't have Winn-Dixie's up in Maryland, but hey, man, let's go to the Winn-Dixie. Let's stab women and inject them with our semen with a hypodermic needle. That sounds like fun times.
An Anne Arundel County judge sentenced Thomas Stemmen on Tuesday.
By the way, you heard that correct. Stemmen. S-T-E-M-E-N. I'm not making this stuff up, but if you remove the T, it's semen. This guy's last name would be Semen. He is one letter away from his last name being Semen, and he's going to jail now for 10 years for injecting his own semen into another person. And I also would like to know, like, okay, here, I'm not trying to be gross, people, but I have had sex with women and you kind of throw the condom in the garbage can and, you know, your stuff is in there. Like, was this fresh semen? Because I got to tell you, if you as a man, I'm pretty sure every man has done this, but, like, if you don't get rid of that condom within a couple of days out of the trash can, by the way, I would never leave a used condom at a woman's house. I would usually, like, wrap it up in toilet paper or something and then flush it. Or, I know this sounds sick, I would take it with me. You never want to use or leave a used condom at a woman's house. It could be used. And, look, I'm not saying that women are this dirty or this dastardly. No, they're not. Not all of them. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, some women might want to, you know, kind of turkey baster some of that out of the condom and trap you with a baby. But if it's at your place and the condom is still left there in the garbage can after a couple of days, it does start to stink because it is an organic material. It starts to rot. So what I'm trying to say is, would it make it worse, like, if this was, like, old semen that had been, like, left out in the sun? We all know what spoiled milk tastes like. I don't know. I could only imagine what would be worse, fresh semen or semen that has just spoiled. Can semen even spoil? I don't know. I'm saying that I would rather have fresh semen injected into me instead of old semen that a guy had just been leaving out in the sun or something.
Back in February of 2020, surveillance video captured him stabbing the woman as she returned to a shopping cart at a grocery store. According to police, he tried to stab two other women before this incident. As part of his sentence, Stemmon is no longer allowed to be near that grocery store.
I think not being allowed in the grocery store is the least of this semen hypodermic needle injected scumbag. Like, he really doesn't care that he can't go back to that store. But I'm telling you right now, that's the type of guy that's going to get beat up. He's going to get taken complete total advantage of, hopefully, the whole 10 years that he spends in prison. One last thing. I don't understand why people that are flying just tend to lose their goddamn minds, but I don't understand why this next woman thought that this would be a great idea.
And a Chicago woman accused of falsely reporting a bomb was on a plane at a South Florida airport was in bond court today. Marina Verbitsky claimed the bomb was in her check-in luggage after missing her flight.
Really? Really? Did you just throw your whole life away over missing a flight? Like, I know that I've made some dumbass decisions in my life, like one, thinking that it would be a great idea to hang myself from a ceiling fan. But no, I don't understand what this woman was thinking about by thinking that it would be okay. Hey, I missed the plane. It's already taxiing. Maybe I can stop it and still get on the plane if I tell them that I have a bomb on my carry, or not my carry-on, but my checked luggage. It's just, listen, even if they do stop the plane, bitch, you ain't getting on because you just said you had a bomb in your check-in luggage.
The plane was already taxiing out to the runway. Passengers shared this video of the plane being evacuated.
I was, you know, pretty upset that because this, you know, woman apparently was having a bad day, and we've all been there where you miss your flight, but there's just some things you don't say at an airport.
That's why if I ever had, like, you know, like a friend, like the worst thing you could do, like if you had a friend that was named Jack and, like, you know, you didn't know he was going to be on the plane, and you were like, hey, what's up? Hi, Jack. Would that automatically set off an alarm? I know that is such a hackish ass joke.
Passengers were eventually able to get back on a flight about 5 hours later. Verbitsky remains behind bars.
By the way, did this reporter have to do his report standing by a jet engine getting ready to take off? Because you could hear that, you could hear that humming in the background like a jet's about to, like, you know, go full Talladega matted and just rev it up. I could actually hear that. And they did that on purpose. Matter of fact, I wouldn't put it past them that they added that in post-production. Anyway, it's going to take a quick break. So Rock's going to join me after the break. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp. Okay, sir, that's enough. Okay, so go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I just got back from Wendy's. I've been eating very, very well. On the line with me right now is Ciroc.
Wait, you just got back from Wendy's?
Yeah, I just got back from Wendy's.
Do they have breakfast at Wendy's?
Yeah, they do. Actually, their breakfast is really, really good, by the way.
Oh, man. You can't. I don't believe in those flip-flop places when they are known for burgers and they're serving chicken. When known for chicken, they want to serve burgers. When known for both, and they want to serve pizzas. Like,
you don't see Popeyes or Chick-fil-A trying to go in the beef game. No, like, you don't.
Popeyes has, like, they need to figure out their, like, whole employee situation before they do
anything. Dude, they love to fight, man. Like, all right, yeah. All right. Who wins, Popeye's employee versus Waffle House employee? Like, because Waffle House people know how to throw hands. Like, yeah. have you, Have you ever, like, you'll see a Waffle House guy get, like, dusted, like, just beat the hell out of. But then, like, I'd say 9 or maybe 8 out of 10 times, usually it's the Waffle House guy that gets the best of whoever they're fighting. Have you ever noticed that?
I got to go with Waffle House just because they're 24 hours, so they have to deal with all the crazies.
Like, and Popeyes, drunk people,
they can clock out at 10 p.m. and be like, all right, I'll go home.
I'm done.
Yeah.
But like, man, it just like there was a fight this weekend and this guy, this Waffle House guy, that like he was this Waffle House guy, black guy, he's a cook. He's back there. He's trying to ignore everything until a limit. And then he just throws down his spatula, takes off that fucking paper hat he has on and just throws hands. And he's half the size of the guy he's fighting, but he's got the guy like a hockey fighter by the back of his shirt. Kind of like pulling it over his head and just wailing on his face.
That's crazy. Hold on. You know, I don't know why Dana, remember when COVID hit and Dana White had like the Fight Island or whatever? He should just had it like Waffle House. Like, I wouldn't mind like watching pay-per-view Waffle House fights.
I would too. Like, what if they did like, although it would be great. As a matter of fact, it would be great promotional ads. Like Waffle House seems like they really don't care about their image.
No, they don't.
Just, from the type of clientele.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a Waffle House commercial? Hell no.
No. And guess what? Did you know that they also have their own weather team? Like, seriously. I am not BSing you when I talk about this. Okay. So you know how they always talk about hurricanes? You know, you got to start worrying if a Waffle House closes.
Right.
Like, that's time like, all right, we might want to get out of here. We might not want to be around here.
And no offense to anybody who's ever worked at Waffle House, but like, I feel like they just hire like homeless people. And he's like, hey, can you cook? They don't even pay them money. They just pay
it's some
them
good food,
food
though. Yeah, I mean, they just pay them food. But the thing is, though, is that they have their own weather team, okay? They know when to shut down. They actually have generators on standby in case electricity goes out that they can have the Waffle Houses up and going. And if a Waffle House happens to be damaged too much, they have Waffle House food trucks. And
who's keeping
this
company alive is what I'm really thinking of.
And get this. If the roads are too bad and you can't get to certain places, they are capable of having their own helicopters drop in food to
that
a Waffle
bullshit.
House. No, I'm dead.
No, I don't believe that at all. They don't even have commercials. There's no way they have a helicopter.
No, they have a helicopter that airdrops food to places that they can't get to, so the Waffle House can be up and running. I'm telling you the truth. You think I'm BSing you? But
so
no,
you
Waffle House.
Waffle House could drop toasters from the sky, pretty much, in case of an emergency. Here's a toaster.
Have you ever seen? You didn't know that they had Waffle House food trucks, but they do.
No. Ew, but like, I mean, like Waffle House is the food isn't terrible, but it's
you know what's great though is you get to watch your cook making your food, like.
Yeah,
like,
and they're never smiling, and it's always with an attitude. Like,
but you know that they're you could tell like the food if you pay close enough attention at the Waffle House, if you follow it from the beginning to end, you can watch it from being made until it's on your plate and know that it's safe.
Yeah, but you know,
that
it wasn't
nobody
made
messed
with
it.
You know, it wasn't. You can look at your plate and be like, "Wow, this was made with a fuck." I already know.
No, I just know that. That guy that's not happy that's doing the cooking right now is probably going to have my back if something goes down in here. Like, he's ready to throw down.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to lose it all for, you know.
There's nobody. He's like, I mean, a matter of fact, I mean, we got to start in, you know, how they have back the blue with cops.
Black the yellow.
No, but yeah, black the yellow. Well, that sounds like we would be only be back in like Asian people or something. So I say back
the
waffle.
Can you sign my spatula, please?
Yeah, and then like anytime like one goes down, like we do like, but then people are going to start filming it. They're going to be there and it's going to be like, you know, Waffle Lives Matter, and then they're all going to be, like, going after the... I smoked before we went on here, so I don't know if you can tell.
Waffle Lives Matter.
Yeah. Waffle Lives Matter. Like, I mean, it's going to be a whole big thing.
But Waffle House is just a southeastern thing, right?
I don't know.
They don't have them in Michigan, at least where I live.
Well, I mean, it's just like Carl's Jr. is the same thing as Hardee's over here. It just depends on what side of the Mississippi you're on.
Oh, I don't even know where Mississippi is on the map. So hopefully we're on the
really?
Side. Nah, not really.
Mississippi is like, being an African-American, you should know that. Like,
what is that supposed to be?
I mean, it's where a lot of the civil rights movement happened was in Mississippi, that you don't even know where Mississippi is at.
That was like 10,000 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that long.
No, it was like 60s.
Yeah, but nobody's like, this is where Mississippi is on a map. It's just, you just know of it, not know where it's at. I mean, unless you live in Mississippi or in the neighboring states, you're really not gonna know. Like, where's New Hampshire? What is it next to?
It's northeast.
What is it next to though?
Maine.
Maine
or Connecticut?
North. Or Connecticut? Which one is it?
I would say Maine.
Okay,
but at least I know what area.
I could have said the South. That's easy. An easy get around. Oh, so
okay.
The South.
All right. So then, what states are around Mississippi then?
Well,
hey, just give me a general area.
If I go by racism,
they don't even have to
say
be touching.
Alabama,
yeah,
Oklahoma.
No. You're way off on that one.
Okay, it must be your cousin then.
Just think Alabama, New Orleans, Florida, they're all in driving distance of each other.
Okay. All
right,
so
it's
Louisiana.
Like right in that little armpit of the United States.
Yeah, it's such a blur to me in my mind. Like when I picture a map, it's just kind of like a grayed out area.
Well, there's a lot of states that we all forget about, like Wyoming.
Texas.
Like Wyoming. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
why and where is Wyoming?
Yeah, or Idaho, or Montana. Montana, even though Montana's a big ass state, we all like just forget about Montana.
I kind of think Montana's a place where it's like, it's really cool, it's really fun, but you can't talk about it, you know? It's like you go visit
Fight Club.
It, and they're like, hey,
it's
remember,
like
don't tell anyone you had a good time here. We don't need people coming.
No, they got somebody at every border street, and you know that little flashy device on Men in Black?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they hit
eraser.
You with that. They pit on shades.
I wish somebody would invent that eventually.
Yeah, you know how much cheating you could get away with? Like, if you were a real dog
of
a man.
Yeah, but you couldn't, I mean, what would be the point of dating if you were just going to abuse it like that? You know, it's like,
all right. So, all right. How about this? What if you all right? Not even just cheating. What if you really got into an argument with your chick?
Okay.
And you know how women can just hold on to stuff like sometimes, right? Like for a really, really long time. Like, what if you could just hit them pow, with that little flashy thing and they forget about the argument?
Okay, but how far? Because remember, like there was like a dial on it. You can like choose like how far back. You know. They can remember, you can go. How far
right after the first time you knock the bottom out of it, you erase everything up to that point. Like the first time that you just basically, that was the best sex of her life,
but
you
can't.
Delete everything.
You
up
can't
to that point.
Because it has to be like within a time frame to where like, okay, so say you can go, you couldn't erase somebody's memory for like a year because then they'd be back a year and they'd be like, why the fuck, what happened to this past year? You'd have to do it like in a relevant enough time to where they could have forgot, you know what I mean?
All right,
also
then just,
made sense.
Then just hit her like every month with it, like you know, just like, bam.
Hey, babe, it's that time again.
Yeah, during right after her period or right before the period or what, you know, just choose either side of that. You hit her with that, and then it's good to go. But back to my original thing, talking about fast food, Wendy's, man, Wendy's. Remember they always had that Baconator for the longest time. It's like three patties. And like six pieces of bacon in between each patty
cheese.
What is it called? It's called the Baconator.
Baconator.
It's like three. It's
the
like
Muslim
a pound.
Blocker. That's what it should be called.
See, but I do this though. My order when I go to Wendy's is a junior bacon cheeseburger. Okay. So,
okay.
And a 4-piece nugget. All right. There is something.
4-piece nugget is not enough nuggets.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. Okay. I just do it because I invented the three-way, which I cover three different types of meat. I cover beef, pork, chicken with the chicken nuggets, a little bit of barbecue sauce in between a sandwich. That is the three-way sandwich at Wendy's.
You ever pitch it to him? Pitch it to Dave?
No, but what I'm saying, though, is like I was around because Dave Thomas was from the Orlando area.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
But, yeah, the three-way sandwich, but I was just thinking about these food challenges. Have you ever like been? I am a sucker for restaurants that have food challenges.
Okay. Like,
I'll give you an example. Okay. It's the Cucamonga Challenge. This is one of the big ones in Memphis. All right. And usually you win something for
like
the
Rancho Cucamonga.
I don't know. It is. What is it? It's an enormous burger. Go on. 4 pounds of beef, a 2 pound bun, a pound and a half of trimmings. That's 12,387 calories. Jesus. And 266 grams of fat. Time limit 1 hour, but the record is 7 minutes, 15 seconds.
Who the hell could, what, did a person eat that? Or was like a damn,
no, it was a person
or something.
It was a person. Like, what, if there was one food, I was like, all right, Turok.
Oh, that.
What, could, that you could eat, that you, and I'm not going to make any, like, stereotypical jokes of what people would think a white person would make, of like, well, what food could you eat the most of?
Nonstop.
Turok. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not chicken. No. It's not, listen, it's nothing that's going to be, like, super heavy. I would say, French fries or something.
That's heavy, though. That's all carbs.
Nothing super heavy. I'd probably do like an anvil.
Now, let me ask you. Okay, there's another food challenge up in Seattle. It's a dozen egg omelet.
But see, you can't do that because if you do an omelet, it's going to ruin eggs for you forever. You know, you can't choose something that, you know, it's going to ruin you. Eggs, would, any breakfast food would ruin me.
What about this? The 72-ounce steak challenge.
I could probably
do that. I mean, what it is, 1 hour, but it's been done in under 10 minutes.
72 ounces? How many pounds is that? Was it 12 ounces, 16 ounces in a pound?
I'm really not the best at, you know,
so four
conversion.
Four-pound steak. Yeah, I could probably do that.
You could? All right, yeah. What about this? The carnivore pizza challenge. Now, this is a two-person challenge, okay?
Okay.
This is a Big Pie in the Sky in Atlanta. It is an 11-pound pizza with lots of meat, naturally. This is a two-man challenge. 50 to try. It's $50 to try, but if you accomplish it, you and your buddy, you get $300.
And it's $50 to try? Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right. 11-pound?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what, 5.5?
That's a lot of meat and carbs, man.
The thing is, most people think that you'd have to go into that like starving, but no.
No, you a lot of these people think, you know, because when you starve yourself, your stomach shrinks.
Yeah.
You know, these food challenge guys like Joey Chestnut, they do that. They do stretch their stomach. Like they'll engorge themselves and then let it shrink and then do that process over again, working up to a competition.
Right. So, yeah, I could do that. I mean, I can do it. I would have to train a little bit. I'd probably have to eat, like, you know, a couple pounds of food, like, the weeks before just to get used to it. But, yeah. Mm. I like the part, though, like, if you can't finish it, like, you got to pay for it. But there's, like, a prize at the end. Mm. Like, I've been to a place when I was in Michigan, actually in Mount Pleasant, which is kind of, like, an hour north of where I live. And it was like some like hot dog place. I forgot the name of it, but like if you could eat, I think it was like 10 to 15 in a certain amount of time, like you get like a little little plaque.
You get like a trophy or a shirt.
No, no,
they
no,
give
they
you
just,
a plaque.
They engrave your name on the wall. But then like it's funny because after you do it, you look up at the wall and it's like 200 names up there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
You know, there was this one place, I forget where it was. I think it was up in Pittsburgh, but it was at one of the colleges. And they basically will just add a patty. It's just a regular burger, but then they would just put a bunch of patties on it.
Right.
And like if you beat the previous record, what's going on in the background?
You can hear that?
Somebody vacuuming?
No, I don't know what that is. Hold on, let me take my headphones off.
It sounds like you got some water running.
Yeah, I think. See, that's why.
Or the TV static.
Remember what
TV
I just said? I cannot wait till. Okay, now it's over. Like, no, they're doing like the landscaping guys outside, and it's just. You can't, like, that's the thing. Like, I can time this as perfect as possible, and I can be like, all right, I'm in a room, it's quiet, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, I can't control what the people below me are doing or, like, what shit, you know, somebody's cutting the grass outside, and it's just, this freaking mic picks up, you know, a damn heartbeat sometimes, so.
Wenzel's Oyster Challenge. Have you ever been an oyster guy?
I don't hate them, but I don't love them. I try them. I don't see the big hype around
raw
oysters.
Raw or cooked? Raw or cooked?
Both. I don't see the big hype around it. Like, what is it?
Uh, Well, I mean, it's 422 oysters in an hour is their record. Like somebody ate 422 oysters in 1 hour. I mean, that's pretty goddamn amazing, in my opinion.
Do you think they go in there to like actually enjoy food, or are they just go in there like it's a job?
What do you think the bowel movement, like out of all the challenges I've given you so far, like what would be the worst bowel movement after? Definitely the oysters, man. Right?
I don't know. Are they usually like bad for you?
Well, I mean, sometimes you get a little bit of bacteria in them.
I'd probably say like maybe the steak, man. That's like, that's a lot of meat to.
That's a lot of protein.
That's a lot of fucking meat. To... I'm sorry. I got to stop swearing. I forget.
Like, no. It's fine. I'm not going to harp on it. But Kodiak arrest is number 5. It's a feast of meat, veg, and seafood. It's 3 pounds of crab, a 12-ounce sausage, a 2-ounce salmon cake, 6 ounces of potatoes, and 6 ounces of veg, and you get 1 hour.
Oh, veg? 6 ounces of veg?
Not veg. Six.
You got 1 hour,
veg. That's it, says veg. You got 1 hour with these 6 veggies.
After you eat, you have to please all these
women. Do you think you could after you ate all that? I mean, that would be, you know, us as guys, we do, when we eat, we just want to go to sleep. Have you ever noticed that?
You would try though. You would definitely give 100% effort.
Could you imagine? Because I don't care how much you work out, you're gonna have a little bit of a pooch. So your big ass belly is gonna be like, would you do like hey, what baby. Would you choose? And you're not attractive at all. Like it's just big. You got 12 ounces of sausage. 3 pounds of crab cake, 2 ounces of salmon cake.
Burping and shit. Burping. Sorry.
And you gotta apologize
to the
food.
You gotta apologize to the last four. Like, listen, ladies, be honest with you. I'm not gonna
like,
make
baby,
it.
Baby, your thrusts are a little bit heavier today. What's going on?
I have a heart attack. Yeah. Oh man.
I mean, they did call it the Kodiak arrest. So I mean,
do you sign a waiver before all these competitions?
I mean, there are some of those heart attack diners that they do. The 110 pound, wait, hold on. No. This can't be. The 110 Reuben challenge, the ultimate sandwich. It's 1 pound of corned beef, 3 pints of sauerkraut, 8 slices of cheese tucked into a 2.5 pound loaf. Time 30 minutes to finish. You get your $20 back in a t-shirt. You boo.
Oh, great. He's just in pain for free, pretty much. Nah.
What is this? Are you a big ice cream eater?
No, man. My teeth are sensitive.
The kitchen sink, 3 bananas. It's a banana split. It's a giant, gigantic sundae. 3 bananas, 8 flavors of ice cream, 8 toppings, and a mound of whipped cream served up to 6 or none. Time limit on the kitchen sink challenge is 30 minutes.
I can do that because, one, my teeth are sensitive, and two, I'm allergic to bananas. Like, that would literally just kill me. That's how I'd go. If I had to ever choose suicide as a route, I would have to do that challenge.
What about this one? The next one is called The Unforgiven. A 2 pound cheeseburger, a deep fried chicken breast, 1 pound of fries, onion rings, finished off with 6 ghost pepper wings with a heat index of 1 million Scovilles.
No, so that would tear your butthole up. Like those peppers, oh my god! Like, I don't understand. You ever what is it? See the people who eat the ghost peppers?
Yeah.
I have. That is the craziest, as far as like food wise, thing you can do. Like,
you know
you
what's
don't realize
brilliant?
How hot that stuff is.
That guy that does that wing eating competition or that wing thing, hot ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know you've heard. Like, I mean, it was a brilliant idea, man. Oh, like simple. But that now, like, every celebrity will go on his show just to promote. Like, you know, you've really, really made it if you're a YouTube channel that all the celebrities, if they got a new thing coming out, that they got to stop by and eat hot wings.
Right. And just the whole idea of, like, you can't fake when something is hot. You know what I mean? Like, they can't fake that. That truly is hot for them.
I mean, they are actors. Some of them are, though. I mean. Yeah.
Did you see the one with Shaq?
Yeah, Shaq. Well, Shaq did that one chip challenge on NBA Tonight one time. And they were like, "You're not allowed to make any noise or face
or
anything."
Yeah.
And Shaq goes, he starts talking. And he just
I'm
goes,
not
"Oh,
face.
I'm not making."
I'm not
he
making
just starts
face.
Coughing.
I didn't make a face. Almost made a face.
And the last one is the Brahma Bull Challenge. It's a big beefy baguette on 3 pounds of beef, 1 pint of barbecue sauce, and 1 pound of garlic loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one doesn't sound good.
I want to eat that, like, if it was just a normal sandwich.
Now, have you ever noticed, like, now, like, they're on their third guy? You know that food challenge, Man versus Food?
Wait, that was on for a little while. The
original one. Yeah, like, they're on number three. What I'm trying to figure out is, I was doing some research. They're either on number two or number three, but you never hear from the original guy. What happened to him? Like going around in like for 4 or 5 years of just eating food challenges. Now think about this. You probably only saw some of the episodes. Like, they probably shot a lot of food challenge episodes that didn't go well, that they didn't think were right. So he ate all that food for no reason at all. Like,
was his name, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be like, all these like Food Network guys, they all are a little heavy, like Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri's getting a little heavy.
Like, well, yeah, man. I mean, like, so many times you could, like, taste stuff before.
Rachel Ray used to be hot, man. But now she was wearing, like, this white feather jacket the other day. And I was like, damn, why are they letting a marshmallow do a cooking show?
Let me ask you this with Rachel Ray. Would you rather have the talk show, skinny, gorgeous, whatever version of Rachel Ray, or the
I want a big mama
and can make anything?
You going? Yeah, I want a big mama. I want like a big mama in there. Like, yes. Oh yeah.
All right.
I want big girl, like, with the can next to the stove where, like, she reuses the cooking oil, because, like, every Southern family, like, they store the oil. Yeah.
The blanket out when you pass out of the couch.
Yeah, like, oh, baby, you'll be fine. But yeah, you never see, like, any in-shape guys doing these shows. You know, like, Gordon Ramsay won't hire fat chefs.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that discriminating? Is it? I don't know.
He won't hire
fat chefs? Why? Because he feels as if...
I don't know. I guess they like everything. It basically shows, like, This fat lard doesn't know what good food is, because he eats everything that he can put in his mouth.
I get that, because I'm also the type to, I don't like personal trainers who are not in shape. That are of age, you know, if they're like 60, whatever, I don't care. But like,
does your chick care if it's a man or a woman trainer?
No, I don't know. She doesn't have a trainer.
No,
she goes,
like,
she goes to like the...
No, if you had a trainer, would she care, like, if it was a man or a woman?
No, but I definitely have a man. And no offense to, like, he's not trying to be sexist, but
it's just
a different physique, man. You know, just guys' bodies are different.
But would you be like, all right, what if you came in and you were like, you just got done with your workout, you're going to go surprise your chick at the gym,
okay,
and her trainer is like stretching out her hamstrings. She's on her back and he's like putting as much pressure down. And, you know, crotch might be close to certain areas. Like, would you be like, it's all professional? Or would that bother you just a little bit?
Maybe just a little bit, yeah.
Because you know him, like, as a guy, because you know you're a guy and you know what's going through his head at that time. You'd be like, yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd be like, why are you with a trainer? You could just ask me. I know what to do. I know what to tell you what to do. and train with some girls. She goes to it's a place here in Tampa called like Camp. It's like one of those group training classes. They have,
it's like
boxing.
One of the girls, like, yoga. Yeah. We want to teach you how to defend yourself. And it's like,
no, screw you.
If I'm a man, you know what? I want to do is go to those like female like defense classes that they do and just volunteer and be like, hey, can I volunteer to be the rapist?
The mugger.
Yeah, can I volunteer to be the rapist on today's class? And every time, like, as soon as they tried to pull one of those moves, I would just like rabbit punch them like right in the nose. It'd be like, yeah, how do you like that?
Hey, I'm not holding back, by the way. Am I supposed to hold back? Because I'm not holding back.
I thought you wanted equal rights.
It's really hard to like do like scenario like fights, because that shit never goes how you think it's going to go.
Hey, let me ask you this. I have known some people And I think you know this person as well, too. But he, like, this person, I will just say this person, knows another person that has a rape fantasy. Okay.
Fantasy? Like, they do it or they get it?
Like, they get, you know, okay. So what I said, though, is that the only way, like, it would make it real would be because you would have to do it when she least expected it. Like, you could not, like, set a date. You see what I'm saying?
Remember,
like,
this 24-hour time period.
What I'm saying, though, is, like, you know, this person is supposed to come in with the mask and everything. And like, I don't know. Like, do you double insulate yourself and, like, maybe sign a piece of paper? Like, says, I give such and such permission. These are the legal rulings on it.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, I think you have to. Yeah, especially.
Because... But you would have to do it, like, when they least expect it, right? Like, you'd be like, you know, this is my work schedule.
But you would have to also find, like. Like, how do you find a rapist? Like, are you going crazy with this?
No,
you're
supposed to do it. Like,
oh, okay.
You're not going to the corner and be like, yo, buddy. Yeah, I see you're panhandling. You says you will work for food. This is a weird request, but I want you.
Raping?
Yeah. What's your raping a resume look like here? Like, what's the count?
There's money in her vagina, and you have to get it with your.
Yes. I mean, what's your preferred weapon? Like, do you use a ether rag to knock them out?
I mean,
are you using a knife, a gun? I mean,
I don't say that'd be fun, but, like, you would have to set up, like, a surprise, like, operation. You know what I mean? Like, if the like you said, if the person was okay with it, like, okay, well, within this next month, somebody might just sneak up on you. Right?
Yeah, like, but yeah. But, and then it would always keep the women on their edge. Like, it would be great training. It would be great training. Yeah, like you know, they always teach the women to put the keys in between their fingers. Yeah, did you ever hear that one?
Yeah, who has time to do that? Like, listen, there's things you can practice for and prepare for, but certain
I don't
things
even
are just
know.
Like, man,
this is so
you
wrong.
Have no idea what's going to happen.
This is so wrong. Like, I know this show is going to get demonetized. Yeah,
no,
I can already
tell.
You're
not, but you gotta understand, like, the serial rapists, like the professionals, they know all that shit is coming. They watch.
Yeah, it's kind of if I could compare it to football, like, the receiver knows what he's doing. The cornerback has to follow his lead. Do you see what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So the rapists are kind of like the wide receivers. They already know what route they're running.
Yeah.
So it's the cornerback's job to react. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So I hate to compare rapists to NFL players, but I mean, I'm just saying it's kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah. And then whoever this person is, I feel like once it happens to him, like, obviously planned, happens to them, like, they're not gonna, it's like, they're not gonna feel the same way. This is not one of those, like, experiences like going skydiving, you know, like, wow, that was amazing. No, man. I don't think rape is fun.
No, it's not. And I know we shouldn't even have talked about this. And I apologize. This is Ciroc. This is Ciroc. No, I'm not editing this out. No, I mean, Ciroc, this is what Ciroc does to me. This,
God, where's the Men in Black memory eraser thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we need right now.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, it just would, I don't know.
Who is this person? I want to know who it is now.
No.
You said it's a friend of someone that we know. Or is the other person we know them to?
I'm not saying anything else. Like, you, like.
And it's a chick or it's a guy?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, you can at least give me that. Is it a chick or a guy? It's a chick, isn't it?
a guy?
To be a chick.
Yeah, no, it's a guy. Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with that, I guess. Oh, but that changes.
No,
he's not.
He's not getting raped.
Listen, homeless man, you actually gotta rape a guy. So
no, it's not. It's not. It's not the guy wanting to. The guy would be the rapist. That was what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh wait. So the guy we know that shall not be named wants to be the rapist.
Yeah.
And then he wants.
No, he doesn't want to be. He's been asked to be. It's not
he
like
has to be a rapist.
Yeah, he was
asked like a board of like trustees or
yes,
investors. Excuse me.
This is not his idea. This is not his idea. This is somebody else's idea.
Somebody put this idea. So Inception, they put this idea in his head to be a rapist.
Yes, it's a rape inside of a rape inside of a rape.
Inside of a rape. Okay. All right, well.
And each rape is longer and longer than the previous one. You know, how time is, you know, like just like in the movie, remember, like time moves slower in the first dream. And
oh,
then,
man, so they can rape for years.
Yeah, exactly. And not even know it.
Not even know it. Who are you? I've been raped for 100 years. Oh, okay. Listen, we should joke about this because it is a very sensitive
subject.
Yes,
it is very, and men can be raped as well, too. And, you know, speaking of rape, though, let me ask you this. Yeah, by another dude. But it's impossible for a man to be raped by a woman, though.
I don't know. I don't think that's impossible. I think, what if the guy's like a virgin?
You don't have control of your erection. Like, if it was the hottest chick in the world, she had you tied down, and she was like grinding on you and stuff, but you just were not into having sex because you are in a loving relationship with another woman and you don't want to have sex with this woman because it's not your chick, the one you're in love with.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I guess that's, I mean, I wouldn't call it rape. I'd call it taking advantage of.
But... Yeah, but like, can you control your, you know, erection?
Of course you can. To a degree. To a degree, I guess.
No, you can't.
I mean, after a while, you don't want to waste it. Yes, you can. I think you can.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can.
Then why can paralyzed people still get erections then?
Wait. What? Why can? It's a mental thing. It's definitely a mental thing.
Okay. Well, I'm right there.
The more experience you have, the more control you have. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was saying. Like, maybe if you were like a virgin or something like that, yeah, I guess that could happen.
Would you want to have sex with a paralyzed woman from the waist down? Because like you could make it like she wouldn't be able to tell like if you were small or not, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you could do anything. I mean, but like she wouldn't even feel anything anyway. So it's like, I mean, she might just use your finger. Just use your hands. Yeah.
Oh God. All right. I'm stopping now. Ciroc, tell people how they can find out about your podcast.
All right. So it's the Weekly Review. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search, like I said, the Weekly Review, or you can just search my name. It might be a little easier, which is Ciroc. It's Serak. I know, unfortunately, it's not spelled like liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Ciroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit!